In Korea today is mourning the death of one of its brightest literary stars, novelist and acclaimed essayist Park Won-so. She passed away over the weekend. And we have with us in the studio Charles Montgomery. He's a professor of English interpretation and translation at Dongguk University. And he's also the founder of Korea Literature in Translation. That's a website. And he's here to reflect on Ms. Park's work and to help us understand why she's so important. Good evening.
Pleased to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us. Obviously, it's a bit of a difficult time because I know that you have followed her career and her work for a long time. You've written that Park Won-so is important and basically irreplaceable. What can you tell us?
Well, she is irreplaceable, and I think it's important to note that she's irreplaceable both nationally and internationally because she is one of the Korean authors who has had a relatively substantial impact overseas. I think for foreign listeners, maybe briefly to explain why she's important in Korea is, first of all, she's an inspirational story. She had to drop out of college when the Korean War started and her brother was killed. She became a housewife. She was a late life success story. She did not publish till she was 40. She became tremendously, tremendously successful. She won the Isong Award and the Korean Literature Award. And she took on big issues, really big issues, separation and kind of social issues in the 80s and further on. And she was important because she could deal with those extremely difficult topics in ways that anybody could understand.
In a comfortable, convenient way, as the Koreans might say. People nod their heads when they read the stories, essentially.
They do. You talked about tiger moms in the intro here. And, for instance, Park Won-so often said whatever she wrote about was autobiographical to some extent, and her mom was a kind of a survival tiger mom. So you have these very sort of Amy Tan, if you know Amy Tan, type stories that anyone can walk into. And so then the other thing was she was prolific. She had 20 novels, 100 short stories, a lot of them translated. And as you know today, she was posthumously awarded a medal by the government.
We're going to talk about that in a second, but let's talk about this internationally because she wasn't only known here in Korea. And I think, as you mentioned, it's important because maybe there aren't that many Korean novelists who are as well known overseas.
Really, you can count those novelists on one hand. And Park Won-so was one of the ones that just kept turning out things that people overseas read. She sold books. As a matter of fact, I checked today, and unfortunately it's partly because she has passed away, but Who Ate Up All the Shinga, her semi-autobiographical novel, the last novel of hers that was translated into English, is a 45th on Amazon in Asian history and criticism books as we sit here.
Interesting.
And that's a remarkable number because not a lot gets out there from Korea.
Well, maybe you could tell us a little bit about some of her other books besides that one. What else should readers be looking for?
Well, basically anything. There are two collections out there, and I'm blanking on the names, of course, since here I sit. There's Who Ate Up All the Shinga.
Sure.
There's also 3 Days in Autumn. There's Weathered Blossom.
Right.
What you can do if you are interested in her work is go to ktlit.com, and I have a page that has everything that she's published in English. And not only that, it has links to those pages on Amazon, which is good because her name had been romanized at least 5 different ways.
Right.
So when you try to find work by her,
it's a little difficult.
It's kind of scattered.
So you've collected it all there. And I understand as well that that you've done a considerable amount of work to catalog her efforts and her endeavors, her writings on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I was there's a thing that my site is doing, and I'm getting some help now from other faculty, and that is the Wikipedia project, which is to put up Wikipedia pages. And surprisingly, Park Won-so did not have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you were mentioning this before we went on air, and it's hard to believe that someone of her stature in the literary community of all places, of all things, would not have their own Wikipedia page.
There's a general issue in translation of Korean literature that most translation and publishing takes place in Korea, and therefore does not reach the outside world, so to speak.
Right.
And this is also true of the marketing. And so, yeah, it was amazing to me that she did not have a page. Some other people did have pages. Kim Jung-ha, who's another writer like Park Won-so, who's known overseas, but she had nothing. So she does now.
You know, there's been a lot of hand-wringing over the years about the state of Korea's literary community and the fact that not much of the literature really makes it overseas. I mean, care to stake any thoughts on that about, you know, what the problem has been thus far and you know, what needs to be changed?
The basic problem is the one that I just talked about. The problem is that the translations are chosen in Korea by Koreans, and the marketing schemes are put together by Koreans, and the publishing is done by Koreans, and it's all done in Korea. So that Park Won-soo had a book, 3 Days in That Autumn, a great story that was translated by KLTI and Jimundong Publishing, translated and only sold in bookstores in Korea. So you simply couldn't get it unless you came to Korea.
Interesting.
Now Amazon is starting to change that.
Okay, so there, it's strange that Amazon would be doing that, but I guess, I mean, there is demand for Korean books overseas. I mean, in your mind, I mean, just to wrap this up a little bit, you know, what's the most important legacy that she's going to leave behind?
Well, I think there's two things. One, I think she demonstrates a way that Korean literature can be successful,
right,
and that is to tell the stories you want to tell, the difficult stories, but tell them in ways that are accessible to foreigners. Tell them in ways, as I said, I would compare her to Amy Tan. She wrote books that could have been on the Oprah show.
Right.
So that's lesson number one. The Korean literature is good. It is strong. It is sometimes difficult for people who don't know the culture
to access
initially. And the second thing I think is this is a wake-up call. I think her death should be seen as a wake-up call because you have a generation of authors who are getting older. And I would say if they're going to get rewards from the government, it would be really nice if we could reward them while they are still alive.
Before they pass away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you've got a lot of information on your site. Where can you tell us a little bit more, tell our listeners a little bit more about where they can get more info?
Yeah, there's a couple places to get info. One is on my site at ktlit.com. The other thing is I also publish on NanumiNet, which
right,
has a whole lot of information by expat bloggers.
Right.
Rob, who's on this afternoon, I mean, later this evening. And the other thing is just head to a bookstore. And she was – Park Won-soo was a successful enough writer that she will be in bookstores in Seoul and she will be in bookstores in the U.S. And if you don't find her in your country, go to Amazon.
Okay. As I mentioned before, I was visiting the site earlier. It's a great site. Lots of information on there, ktlit.com. So hope everyone will go and check that out. And they can find the link to NanumiNet as well, which has just a wealth of resources there as well. Charles, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We are speaking with Charles Montgomery. He's a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University and the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website. We'll be back with more news and information right after this.
When you mind here,
the stories that matter most to you.
I think a big part of that is going to be to continue to educate the people of Seoul.
The evening show, Monday to Friday, 6 till 8.